Well, hello, St. David's. So I just would like to take a moment to say how happy I am to be with you. It feels as if this was a long time coming. I've felt so welcomed since I've arrived, and I just wanted to say thank you. So let's begin with a word of prayer. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, so draw our hearts to you, so guide our mind, so fill our imaginations, so control our wills, that we may be wholly yours, utterly dedicated unto you. And then use us, we pray you, as you will. And always to your glory and the welfare of your people. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. So I want to talk about what we need to bring with us in order to do ministry. So I grew up playing sports. My favorite sport was soccer. And when I showed up to each game, I wore the same sweatpants. These were my lucky soccer warm-up pants. And heaven forbid if I couldn't find these pants before I left for a game. And so I wore these because I believe they made me faster. I thought they made me play better, and dare I say, I thought these pants made me look cooler. Maybe you know what I mean. If I've learned anything since I've moved to the city, it's that Philadelphians are very passionate about their Phillies and their Eagles. So then maybe then some of you have your own version of your lucky sweatpants. But joking aside, what is it about these lucky objects that make them so special? What's at the core? So let us turn to our gospel reading today from Luke. In it, we find Jesus and 70 of his followers. Jesus appoints these 70 people to go into the world and to go to all the places that Jesus is to go. Jesus is giving them a very important task. Essentially, Jesus tells his followers to go out into the world to pave the way for him to come. Isn't that what ministry is? Isn't that what Jesus tells us all? Go into the world ahead of him to prepare a way for him. And I understand outreach to be exactly that. That we go to the places Jesus would go to if Jesus were here in person. And that we do the things that Jesus would do if Jesus were doing them. It's not easy. Our scripture drops us into a conversation that Jesus is having with his followers. And I could imagine myself there with all the others. I could see it now. I'm just excited. Hanging on the every word of Jesus. Jesus says, I'm sending y'all out in pairs to go to all the places that I'm going to go. I say, yeah, right on. Jesus says, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. I'd say, I'm ready to harvest, Jesus. I used to live next door to a farm, and I've picked carrots before, and I'm ready. Send me. Jesus says, I'm sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. I'd say, wait a second. That doesn't sound safe. Lambs in the midst of wolves? That's okay. I'll make sure to pack a stick. Keep me safe. And then Jesus says, I don't want you to bring anything. Don't bring a purse. Don't carry a bag, and don't even wear any sandals. I say, no sandals, Jesus? But I've got these lucky sweatpants that I like to wear. Jesus says, no, don't bring anything. So what is Jesus really asking of his followers? What is Jesus really asking of us all? Let's think about the things that Jesus asked his followers to leave behind. Purse, a bag, and sandals. What do we use these things for? You know, I've seen a lot of these survivalist shows on TV, and they strip people down to the bare minimum in terms of the things that they're allowed to bring with them. But one thing remains the same no matter the show. They are allowed to carry with them a bag. And in these bags, people are able to carry tools for making fire or food that they are trying to save for later. So what I'm trying to say is that in these bags, you can carry all the things that can make you self-sustainable. The contestants on these shows are able to stay in the wilderness for weeks on end because of their bags and the things that they're able to put in them. So what is Jesus' message about asking his followers to leave their bags behind? Jesus doesn't want us to be self-sustainable. So this is not a commentary on going green or eco-justice, but rather it's a commentary on the way that we are to live with each other. Jesus doesn't want us to be self-sustainable. He wants us to have to rely on one another, to be others sustained. Jesus says, don't bring any sandals. So you know, this will not be a comfortable journey. Don't bring the things that will make you self-sustainable, and don't bring the things that will make you comfortable. So again, I ask the question, what do we need to bring with us to do ministry? Jesus tells his disciples that when they go into these towns and get invited into these homes, first to wish peace on the households. Then they should remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever the host provides, not to move from house to house. I think what's missing but is implied in these instructions is get to know the people. Jesus asks that we leave it all behind, leave our bags, our baggage, to strip it all away and to make ourselves vulnerable. It's out of that vulnerability that we are able to meet people and really get to know them. You see, when Jesus is talking about going out for a harvest, we don't need the traditional tools that we normally would use, like a shovel or an axe. I mean, I don't know what one needs to harvest traditional things, but rather, we are the tools that Jesus uses for his harvest. And what are we to bring with us if not our bags and our sandals? Jesus is saying, just bring yourself. You have everything you need inside of you, given to you by the Holy Spirit to do this work. You have your life, and you have your story. You know, Christians are the best storytellers in the whole world. We've been telling the same story for 2,000 years. But what makes us good storytellers is that when we retell the story, we're able to see ourselves in it. We go and we tell others about Jesus. But not just that. We go out and we tell others about Jesus and what Jesus has done for us and how Jesus has changed our lives. And this is what Jesus is asking of the followers that we see in our scripture today. And it is what Jesus is asking of us all, that when we go out to the harvest, we bring nothing but our most honest and vulnerable selves to get to know people and to share in the story. This is the mission that God calls us to. This is the outreach, to tell the story. Not just to tell the story, but to be the story. Not just to be the story, but to live the story. So I want everybody to say, live the story. Say it again, live the story. We are the tools that Jesus uses for his harvest. And what do we need to bring with us to do ministry? We don't need to bring anything but ourselves and our story, and to let our lives be a testimony to the work that God is up to in the world. Amen.